This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About Uvalde, as the mayor recounts some of the frantic attempts to call the gunman even during that massacre. In the meantime, four people killed at a Tulsa medical center after another shooting. This time, the shooter took himself out. Where are we, America? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on the show. We go to first what happened in Tulsa, as a lot of details are still kind of emerging from that. It happened right before 5 o'clock during rush hour in Tulsa. So somebody came into a Tulsa medical center, rushed in, had, according to witnesses, a rifle, a long gun, and a handgun, and went into St. Francis Hospital. People heard gunfire. They started to call 911 immediately. Officers and other first responders scrambled quickly to get there. As soon as they got in, the gunfire stopped. They found him dead. He killed himself, apparently, moments after the shooting. Was the shooting random? Was it done indiscriminately? Did he have a purpose, an intent? The police are still working that all out. What was the intent? It was confined to the second floor of the building. He didn't identify targets or victims that we know of online. This time, the gunman was 35 to 40 years old. So once again, family members hear what's happening, active shooter, and they gather at a high school to be reunified for any kind of news of the hundreds of people that were in the buildings. And this comes the day of funerals that are continuing to be held for some of the victims of the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, last week that left 19 children and two teachers dead. The Tulsa shooting is the 16th mass shooting in the United States, 16th mass shooting since the massacre in Uvalde. In Tulsa, what they are saying is that it's shootings, active shooters are on the minds of every law enforcement officer, and that they just had more training, real-time training for those situations. They had a complete hostage training scenario just the day before. So why did it happen? What are more of the details? How tragic is it for the families? Absolutely. And the people that were scrambling to find any word of what was possibly going down. So patients were rerouted to a facility in a different town during the lockdowns. So you can imagine what that was like. There were people that were headed there to get x-rays, to get diagnosed for whatever was happening with them at this Natalie Medical Building. That's specifically where it was. The hospital went on lockdown. People were rerouted to other places. Pretty terrifying, right? You get that call. You know how you were coming down for some, what we thought were routine x-rays? Well, there's an active shooter, so we're going to have to send you someplace else, right? The Oklahoma governor responded to the senseless act of violence and hatred right away. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt issued a statement praising Tulsa officers and others who responded to what had happened. He said he was grateful for the quick and brave actions of the Tulsa Police Department and other first responders who did their best to contain a terrible situation. The mayor, G.T. Bynum, said that I ask Oklahomans to come together in support of St. Francis Health System, that community, and to grieve with those lives that have forever been changed, and talked about how quickly and how fearless they were, how they reacted immediately to the crisis. They did not, the word he used was, they did not hesitate. Because the conversation still in Uvalde is, what happened at the scene? What was the delay? Why didn't they go in right away? And then even the story of the teacher propping a door open, it was propped open, but it was closed before the gunman got into the school in Uvalde, Robb Elementary School, where for the next week and a half, at least, they are burying people who lost their lives. So the whole thing with the door is still a big deal. Did it lock or did it not lock as it should have? Because that's the other thing that's being talked about. If you remember whatever school you went to, the school that I went to, the doors locked because sometimes you got locked out. So automatically the doors would lock. If it was propped open and then it was closed, did it lock? Or what happened? Because that's what is supposed to happen. So there's all of these conversations going on about the details, the nitty-gritty of what happened in that elementary school. What happened that took so long? It still is the police chief, Pete Arredondo, who had determined that the gunman had transitioned from an active shooter to a barricaded subject, is what he said. And now we hear this day after day that it was the wrong decision. It was the wrong decision. So they're investigating at this point. Continue to investigate, investigate, investigate. Because what's false, what's misleading in the whole aftermath of this horrific tragedy? Where around the country, so many flags just coming off of Memorial Day are being flown at half mast at this point. Because of that. All right, part of the other buzz, yeah, there is other buzz, in your backyard and mine, the thing that we're all talking about is inflation, inflation, inflation. Because what is it doing to you? What is it doing to gas prices? What is it doing to food? What is happening when you go to the supermarket? Are you noticing a big increase in your bill? I can't imagine that anybody listening to my voice is going to the supermarket and they're not noticing anything different in the bill. I find that would be impossible, or you must be an incredible shopper. Because everyone I know is talking about that. They're talking about how produce, especially healthier foods, especially, but even junk food, going down that chip aisle, all of it increased, increased, increased. To the breaking point for so many, because you got to pinch a penny here, pinch a penny there, but can you really find enough of those pennies to get you from one paycheck to another paycheck? And that's what's happening with so, so many people. Coming up, Just the Facts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Some levity to start off Just the Facts with. It is an animated sitcom that still runs, right? It was produced by Hanna-Barbera Productions, and it originally aired in primetime from September of 1962 to March of 1963. So can you imagine? It was on primetime. Then it aired in reruns through syndication with some new episodes that were produced from 85 to 87. And what's interesting is the how popular it continues to be. Even now, today, there are kids that can watch The Jetsons. So just think of the impact that it had, and what are The Jetsons? And where are The Jetsons, right? There was even that directed video animated movie, The Jetsons and WWE Robo WrestleMania. Yeah, there was. It was in 2017. But it just ruled Saturday morning cartoons. It absolutely ruled. And I think it's just something about this family that lived in Orbit City, and that the style of homes and businesses, they were high above the ground on these adjustable columns, and that's where they lived. So it was all about looking at the future in this crazy style that they had, in the sky pad apartments and all the gadgets that they had. And they had a robot maid, I remember Rosie, who did the chores, that kind of thing. Then they had they had the dog. What was the dog's name? Elroy, right? So, Astro. Astro, not Elroy. Astro. Elroy was the son. and they went to Little Dipper School. So can you imagine writing that, how cool that would be? And he goes to work in an aero car, and it's got that bubble top thing, right? But this is how the Jetsons, just the facts, were ahead of their times. They were ahead of their times. They were ahead of the time because George Jetson worked an hour a day, 2 days a week, right? His boss was Cosmos Spacely, and he was the owner of Spacely Space Sprockets. And just what their life was like, just the whole imagining of that, right? It was so interesting, I thought. And if I look at the facts, as I know them to be true, now that we corrected who the dog was, Astro the Space Mutt, Rosie, the Elroy, Judy Jetson, Jane Jetson, George Jetson. What a clever, clever animated feature, which some of that may come true. When are we going to have the flying cars? You know, there's big discussions on that really becoming a reality within the next 10 years, that you could just rise above all the traffic because your car can fly. Like in the Astros, or like in that Disney flick, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I suppose. I don't know. That's not a fact. I'm just looking at what technology can do and what the conversations there are. Just the facts are that it's very, very interesting. He celebrated a birthday today, Morgan Freeman, 85 years old. That is a fact, because as much as an actor can exaggerate on their ages, he didn't do that. Once you're up there and they have your age, so it's pretty tough to fudge that, you know, on any of the stuff that's produced with headshots, etc., because they always have to have ages. So he has that distinct voice, and you think of some of the incredible roles that he's had in his career. Nelson Mandela in Invictus. He was Lucius Fox in my favorite version of the Batman series, Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight trilogy. And I mean, that's just one thing. It was Unforgiven. That was a Clint Eastwood deal too. He was also, Clint liked him. He was also in Million Dollar Baby, and in so much more. It's Shawshank Redemption. You get it. I mean, he's had a long career. But did you know that where he really started to get more famous, or it is really a more famous word, where he started to gain notoriety was the Electric Company, because he was part of the Electric Company. Remember that? The Electric Company. I know, it's stuck in my head, that theme. So that was really one of his big, big breaks. Other just the facts, not quite as pleasant. The new variants are expected to keep, according to research, they're expected to make it a dicey summer. The next influx of infections are coming from the newer Omicron subvariants, BA4 and BA5, closely related viruses that were first characterized in South Africa and landed in the U.S. around late March. And that's according to GSAD. They're a gene sequence sharing site. And the latest updates we have from the CDC are that BA4 and BA5 accounted for 6 to 7% of new infections in the U.S. in late May. So more breakthrough infections. They say it's more likely in people who have had COVID-19 before. And also in the research that what is coming out in some of this research, CDC, et cetera, what they're saying is they think they're going to see a lot of infections, but not necessarily more severe disease or death. So that part is always the good news, right? If you're looking for the upside of this, that would be the upside, you know, absolutely. It's always about being the tallest, right? The tallest, the most unique, the whatever. But tall is a big thing for architects and buildings. So Switzerland is set to become home to the world's tallest timber residential building. The project is called Rocket and Tigrilli, and it's going to consist of four buildings, including one that has a 100-meter tall, which would be 328-foot tower. And the development is going to be built in a city just outside of Zurich. So the idea is we want to be the biggest, baddest, tallest, but we're going to have high-quality housing with a maximum inflow of daylight. Ooh. And we're going to put it in historical context. So the outside is covered in dark red and yellow terracotta bricks combined with dusty green-colored details, because they're trying to keep with the red roofs and yellow bricks of the other buildings in the surrounding area. I've seen what it looks like, and it just looks like a very, very tall building. I mean, it looks like a pretty building, but it looks like a very tall, like I just said, building. So from that perspective, they would own it once it's up, but it's not up yet. So somebody else still has time to announce something that could be maybe not similar necessarily, but could be taller. The world's largest plant was discovered in Australia. You know, we talked to a lot of Australian authors on this show. And it was identified in the shallow waters off the coast of Western Australia. According to scientists, it's sprawling seagrass. It's a marine flowering plant known as Poicedonia australis. And it stretches for 112 miles in a place called Shark Bay, which is protected as a World Heritage Site. And it is pretty cool if you look at the underwater images of it. It's so large, I guess it clones itself. So it has genetic identical offshoots. So who knows how big it is in the end. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told a crowd Wednesday in her hometown of San Francisco that the lower chamber will propose legislation banning so-called assault weapons in the coming weeks. The Hill reported a bill tackling certain types of rifles would come after the House considers red flag laws. On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee is also preparing to field a slate of anti-gun bills. Meanwhile, the school district police chief who served as on-site commander during last week's deadly shooting in Uvalde, Texas, says he is talking daily with investigators. This contradicts claims from state law enforcement that Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo stopped cooperating. 19 children and 2 teachers died in the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News. A jury sided Wednesday with Johnny Depp in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard.
Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes.
The jury awarded the Pirates of the Caribbean actor more than $10 million. In a split decision, the jury also found that Heard was defamed by one of Depp's lawyers and awarded her $2 million in damages. Pfizer and BioNTech completed an application to the FDA on Wednesday for authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine for children younger than 5. Barron's reported Pfizer's submission includes data from a trial conducted on kids under the age of 5 who received a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine 2 months after the second dose. And Buick, which is owned by GM, is rebranding itself as an electric-only automaker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The man cave. So many of you requested it, and of course we try to go to the man cave whenever we can. It's been pretty heavy though lately, as you know, from everything that happened in Uvalde, Texas, and so many other things that are going on around the world. So yes, we do need to be in the man cave. I always say sports is the great release. How about this from Major League Baseball? Roger Clemens' son, Cody Clemens, made his Major League debut in Detroit, and the Tigers' 4-0 victory. This was pretty interesting. Clemens and his wife flew into town from Texas to see Cody. He was a third-round pick in the 2018 amateur draft. He hit 283 at Toledo, 8 homers and 31 RBIs in 45 games, so that gives you maybe a call-up, right? He was drafted as a second baseman. He's played first, second, and in left field, so that's good for his chances. He picked up the start at second base on Tuesday night. He went 0-for-3 with a walk and 2 strikeouts in Detroit's win. Afterwards, he was asked about what did he think, and he said he was super happy they won. He said he never had so much fun out there. It's really interesting to watch him. He wears the number 21 just like his dad did. His, you know, it was one of the numbers anyway that Roger Clemens wore when he played for the Yankees and, of course, the Houston Astros. And A.J. Hinch, speaking of the Astros, is the manager there, so he was pretty happy with that debut of Cody Clemens, and I think we'll see more of him, and let's see what kind of a player he develops into. It's hard when you have the shadow of your father, because you think of Roger Clemens, the 7-time Cy Young Award winner. I covered Roger Clemens and had several conversations with him about kids and baseball and whatnot, and I mean, Clemens was a guy with has a very big shadow, 11-time All-Star, 2 World Series championship teams. He was definitely a power pitcher, and, you know, we know the accolades for Roger Clemens. This is interesting, though, that he
gets to see his son play, and he watches him develop, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, talent-wise anyway, so pretty interesting there. And I've talked about this before, Major League Baseball, to me, I covered baseball for so long, it still is that great American game, something about going to watch and watching players develop and see who comes up from the minors and all of that, you know, in between. And we're still in the baby steps, I think, of the season. We're getting a little deeper. Once you hit that all-star break, then that's what I call the big turn. I'm sure other people say that too. Then you have the dog days of summer, and then you get into the real meat of what happens in playoff-wise and who's going to be definitely left out and who is definitely going to make it, you know, make it into the playoffs. And so many teams get in that there's a lot on that cut line for those wild card spots and stuff, and that's always fun to watch for, but that's another day. We do have playoffs right now going on in the NBA and in the NHL. I told you about the Tampa opener, and of course that's it, you know, do or die there, and there are diehard fans of the Rangers and diehard fans for the Lightning, and which makes it a very interesting series. It's also interesting because in the Tampa St. Pete area, you have a lot of former New Yorkers who make their home there. So then you wonder, oh, did they adopt the Bolts or are they rooting for the Lightning? And I think most of them are pulling for the home team. You see Rangers signs as I'm in our satellite facility, I call it, here in the Tampa Bay St. Pete area. But there are huge Bulls fans. As for the NBA Finals, because they're down to the nitty-gritty there too, the Warriors and the Celts, that all starts on Thursday. It tips at 9 o'clock Eastern, which really, think about it, because they're on the West Coast, that's part of the reason why. It's at the Chase Center in San Francisco. And this is, people forget about, well, I don't think they forget about it, but Steph Curry is incredible. He is a warrior, and he's not the only one that makes up a team that was a team of destiny, I think, to get back to where they have been so many times in, you know, this past 15 years. And they deserve to be there, and they got there, and easily dispatching of the Mavericks. And we'll see what the Celts can put up in this matchup. I like the matchup, though. I do. I like the matchup of East versus West. To me, that makes it a little bit more interesting. And the Celts really turned things around midway through their season, so you got to give them credit for getting there. And they're pretty deep, too. And they have some great defensive players, two-way players. And I think we're going to see a good series. Marcus Smart has to have a great series. They're stellar. No point guard, he's Mr. Assist. Jason Tatum, of course, is the guy, just like Steph Curry is for the Warriors. And, you know, hot hands make a difference. It's the two-way players and the hot hands that make a difference when you get into the thick of it, so let's face it. In the NFL, I think this is worth mentioning this. If you ever played the Madden game, it's an homage to the man that John Madden is on the cover of Madden NFL 23. Just him, one person, the Hall of Fame coach who died back in December. He's going to be on the cover of all three editions of this year's game. It's released in August. It's always a big deal. And it's the first time in over two decades that Madden is really the focus or the focal point of the cover, which trends toward whoever the hot athletes are. But I guess when, you know, push came to shove and the meeting was, well, who should we put on the cover? It was pretty obvious they were going to celebrate him and the product, because the product is gangbusters, that once it was launched, it was successful already. And then EU knew year after year, it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I think smart move to put him on the cover and just remember the great John, you know, Madden. It is a departure from what normally they had done, like I said, but it's a fitting departure. Let's put it that way. Fitting departure. We're getting into that time of year. Of course, there's OTAs, and then we'll get into training camp. Believe it or not, it's crazy to think that here we are, June, but training camp is right around the corner, so
That means that a lot of the talk is going to be about coming up in September, fantasy football, but what's actually happening on the field and who looks good and who's retiring and who's doing what and what happens if you can't reach a deal with XYZ player. I mean, it's all that stuff in between that makes a very, very big, big, big difference. There was a story, a side note story that came out. Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder and NFL commish Roger Goodell have been requested to testify in front of Congress on the Hill on June 22nd. The idea here is they're broadening their scope in this congressional investigation to include the league and the NFL's role in setting and enforcing standards across the league and legislative reforms, they say, that could be needed to address some of the issues in the NFL and other workplaces. So that was announced that that's happening and that there were all kinds of options on the table. The NFL said it would respond to the request for Goodell to testify in a timely manner, but the NFL has cooperated through the committee's investigation of the Commanders because, remember, this was such a big deal. They produced 460,000 pages of documents responding to numerous questions in writing and conversations with the committee staff. The league is saying that. I mean, that's insane. 460,000. How long do you think and how many people would an organization need to be honest about it and read 460,000 pages of documents? I can't even imagine what that would be like, right? And remember, and just to jog your memory again, it was last June that the NFL fined the Commanders $10 million as a result of that investigation into the franchise's workplace culture. And Goodell has said that the full report and investigation is not going to be released to protect the anonymity of the people who cooperated with the investigation, that they didn't want to release that because of that reason. And we know some of the fallout from that that's happened. And there is a push to release more information, right? How about this? Kyler Murray at the Cardinals OTA finally, because he skipped last week, and that's when they want you to attend. I mean, that's the organized team activities, that's the whole idea about that. So the quarterback was back, and he was on the practice field for the first time during the voluntary off-season program. Let's say it's voluntary, but it's highly suggested that you do it, especially if you're like Murray, because, you know, they want him to be there in those. Well, they want him to be there, obviously, for the mandatory mini camps. That comes up in June in, like, the third week, I want to say, because the Cardinals exercised the five-year option on Murray's contract last month. So that guarantees him a salary of about $29 million in 2023. He was looking for a long-term contract extension. His agent, Eric Burkhart, posted a letter on Twitter that explained how a detailed contract proposal was sent to the team. But last month, the GM for the Cardinals said there was zero chance he would trade Murray, and said that other third-year quarterbacks who have signed extensions like Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, got their deals in the summer. And Murray tweeted out just last month, "I want to win Super Bowls with Cardinals. Arizona is home." So if you're an Arizona fan, I think it's good when you have someone who's really feels like they're in sync with the community. They want to be there. And you got to remember, in 2019, he was the Offensive Rookie of the Year, a two-time Pro Bowl selection, and he led the Cardinals to the playoffs last season for the first time since 2015. There's a lot of upside, I think, for the Cardinals. Arizona fans should really take a lot of hope in that. All right, Man Cave is closed. I'm cleaning up the peanuts. You all can leave.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Joins us. His book is called Dings, his novel, and it's about this 8-year-old named Connor who has this convulsion that happens, a high fever related convulsion. And the story will just grip you from, I think, the moment that you open the book. We had a wonderful off air conversation. Lance, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
What was it that drove you to write this book?
Well, I've been in a private writing class in my mentor's home with a group of about 22 other people. More than half of us were in our late 70s, 80s, and 90s, creating every week, writing and coming up in the front of the class and reading what we're writing, and only our mentor would be able to critique it. So initially, the class began with half of the 3 hours devoted to the great literature. So Faulkner, Dostoevsky, Chekhov, those were just names to me, and over my lifetime, I really hadn't read them. And this was my opportunity to get educated. And I'd retired from my clinical neurology practice at age 58, and that was 25 years ago, and this was an opportunity to extend life learning. So after about 10 years, my mentor said, Lance, why don't you write something? So I am reading through the Los Angeles Times. That was like in 2009. There was an article by David and Susan Axelrod. Now, David was President Obama's chief advisor. Mm-hmm. And they wrote about their adult daughter devastated by epilepsy. So I thought, right then, there's a story. And I'll have a young kid, an 8-year-old, because my grandkids were about that age, and I'll have him failing school due to unrecognized non-convulsive epilepsy, which is common and which can escape detection for quite a while, where kids can just blank out and they might be slow in school. So I incorporated that into my novel, but I made my novel a woman's story. It's really primarily the mother, a strong woman. And I had two adult daughters and my wife. And even our cat was female, so I'm prone toward women. And this mother has to deal with the school failing her third grader. The third grader was a bright kid, so she didn't understand why there are the problems with school. And to make her even more bitter was that her husband had signed up for another tour in 2007, Iraq. So she has to go to school and deal with the teachers because the kid had, he's 8 years old, and he had a high fever one night, and he had a convulsion. That really freaked out the mother. She thought he was dying. And this was at the time that the father had already come home from Iraq, but he was changed. He was drinking more. He had a shorter temper. And it was thought to be PTSD. So she was dealing with this change in her family. And now the school wanted to fail their 8-year-old. So I just brought out how strong she is, and I brought out some literary figures in that what I learned in my writing class, Fitzgerald in The Gatsby, which was a wonderful read. Final lines were, boats against the current, brought back as ever into the past. I had the mother drive to school because with this convulsion, the ER doctor recommended that the mother tell the school about this convulsion. And he let it slip that, you know, maybe this is epilepsy. Now, the mother hearing that seemed to be devastated. Epilepsy, how could this be epilepsy? Now, epilepsy is defined as more than one seizure. So the doctor just said, I'm not saying it's epilepsy. And as she drove down the streets, familiar streets that she never really paid attention to, she ignored just driving to school. But now things were different. She had to deal with the school and tell them that her child had a convulsion. So the boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly, and she now sees and recognizes the mothers pushing their strollers and the houses, and these all register. And when she gets to the school again, she tells the mother, the teacher, that her son had a convulsion. And the teacher just assumes, oh, I've had children with epilepsy before. Well, epilepsy is more than one seizure. So the mother gets so angry and says, this is not epilepsy. He only had this one convulsion. But he's not keeping up in school, and nobody knows why. They want to move him back into the second grade from the third grade. And it's because his non-convulsive blankouts are not recognized. So as a neurologist, I harvested my past experience because this is something that we see. Now, one out of every 100 people in America, in the world, has epilepsy. That's 1% of our population.
Mm.
And when the diagnosis is made, and how the diagnosis is made, only a neurologist would ask this question. Connor, have you ever imagined you smelled or tasted things that aren't really there? One of the symptoms of this kind of epilepsy called complex partial seizures, where they blank out and don't really fall down, jerk, or shake, they hallucinate a smell of burning rubber. And when the doctor finally gets to, do you ever imagine you smell burning rubber? The kid said, that's it. I never knew what it was before. It's what I smell in my daddy's construction yard.
Wow.
And when does this occur? And as an eight, even adults have difficulty explaining what these kind of spells are. It's, they get this feeling in their core and their abdomen, and it rises up to their head, and then they sort of blank out, and they might smack their lips. And if you know what to look for, trained observers would recognize it, but most people would think, like his friends, think he's weird because he's just sort of, he goes out of it every now and then. So the kid says, well, it's when I have my dings. And I thought of that title immediately back in 2009 when I started writing it. Dings. Yeah, that's what an eight-year-old.
It's a great, great title, Dings. And we don't want to tell everyone everything about the book, so we're going to leave it there as they'll find out what happens. But it's great, your explanation, because you used what was around you, and that's what you do, and you learned that, I'm sure, in your writing class. What do you hope people take away from reading Dings?
Women are strong, and when they have to deal with the problem, life's problems, they rise to the occasion based on their past experiences. And she and I was dealing with a husband that really wasn't participating when he came back from his battle experience, and drinking more and short on temper. She realized he's not going to be that much help when the kid is rebelling, having to take these medications. So I also brought in Faulkner, which I learned about in my writing class. We read so much Faulkner. And Faulkner's philosophy was that man will always rise up and live on and continue to meet life's challenges. And she took so much Faulkner, I've got in my book, in her college classes, that toward the end she said, well, just like Faulkner, we must be able to live along with this, conquer this problem, and not let it defeat us. So it's a strong mother.
Yes, strong females, as you talked about in the very beginning of this, bringing it full circle. The name of the book is Dings, Dr. Lance Fogan. You'll find it under Lance Fogan. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those great spots. Continued success with your writing. Keep writing, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.